Hello, I'm Katerina Halm, reading an article by John Heaton called The Phenomenology of Eye Strain. John Heaton is a psychotherapist in private practice in Wimpole Street, London, and author of The Eye, Phenomenology and Psychology of Function and Disorder, published London, Tavistock, 1968. The current manuscript was from 1969. And what I'll do is I'll read the references first to give you a sense of the article, which I'll start reading on the next tract. This article was originally delivered by Dr. Heaton as an address to the Society for Psychosomatic Research in London, October 1967. He has 18 references. 1. Wittgenstein, Zettel, pages 605-606. 2. W.S. Duke Elder, textbook of ophthalmology. 4. 1949. W. Heron et al., Visual Disturbances After Prolonged Perceptual Isolation, in the Canadian Journal of Psychology, 1956. Bridget Riley, Studio, March 1967. I. Curler, The Formation and Transformation of the Perceptual World, Psychological Issues, 1964. J. Locke, An Essay Concerning Human Understanding, Chapter 13, Paragraph 15, from 1961. Read that reference again. J. Locke, L-O-C-K-E, An Essay Concerning Human Understanding, 2, Chapter 23, Paragraph 15, from 1961. William James, The Feeling of Effort, in Collected Essays and Reviews, 1920. G. Ryle, R-Y-L-E, The Concept of Mind, 1949. Sartre, Being and Nothingness, translated by E.H. Barnes, 1957. Ten. Paul Ricoeur, Freedom and Nature, The Voluntary and Involuntary, translated by E.V. Kohack, 1966. Sigmund Freud, The Ego and the Id, 1927, page 31. Reference 12, Winnicott, Mind in Its Relation to Psyche Soma, in Collected Papers, 1958. 13. H. F. Searles, S-E-A-R-L-E-S, The Non-Human Environment, 1960. K. Kafka, Principles of Gestalt Psychology, 1935. 15. S. H. Bartley and E. Chute, CHUTE, Fatigue and Impairment in Man, 1960. J.M. Heaton, The Pain in Eye Strain, American Journal of Ophthalmology, 1966. 17. T. Lewis, Pain, 1942. And reference 18, F. J. J. Butendick, Butendyk, Pain, 1961. Phenomenology of Eye Strain. John Heaton. Eye strain is not usually thought to be of much interest to doctors. No one dies of it, and it rarely causes severe disablement. Its investigation involves the rather technical procedure of refraction, which requires some knowledge of mathematics and optics. Most of us rather thankfully leave these subjects behind when we pass the first MB. But I wish to show that the problem of eye strain go to the very heart of medicine. Again, but I wish to show that the problems of eye strain go to the very heart of medicine, and more specifically, of psychosomatic medicine. For pain, fatigue, and the sense of effort are three of the main complaints of eye strain patients. All clinicians notice one or more of these symptoms in some context or other almost every day of their lives. These complaints can be readily studied in eye strain, for it is so very common, and the eye is fully available to direct observation and measurement. In contrast to the internal organs, which often require indirect or fairly involved and sometimes dangerous methods of study. As this is an address to the Psychosomatic Society, I am going to concentrate on how the study of eye strain shows light on the relation psyche-soma, and therefore on the symptoms of pain, fatigue, and effort. I can justify using the eye for studying this vital relationship by referring to Descartes, the thinker most responsible for the concept of radical dualism between mind and body, and who wrote in a letter to Princess Elizabeth of Bohemia on the 28th of June, 1643, "Whatever pertains to the union of the soul and the body is most clearly known by the senses." I will show that in eye strain, the mind has a special relationship to the body, in that the patient feels he has to use his mind, which he experiences as an entity in his head, in order to try to see. So that last sentence with John Heaton. I'll read that part again, and we're in the third paragraph. Of the first page of this article, which is page 345. I can justify using the eye for studying this vital relationship psyche, soma. By referring to Descartes, the thinker most responsible for the concept of a radical dualism between mind and body, who wrote in a letter to Princess Elizabeth of Bohemia on the 28th of June, 1643, quote, "Whatever pertains to the union of the soul and the body is most clearly known by the senses," end of quote. I will show that in eye strain, the mind has a special relationship to the body in that the patient feels he has to use his mind, which he experiences as an entity in his head, in order to try to see. This is an abnormal fantasy relationship of mind to body, for, as Winnicott and others have pointed out, the mind as an entity does not exist. Thus, to cap the quotation from Descartes, I quote a modern philosopher, Wittgenstein, who wrote, quote, "One of the most dangerous ideas for a philosopher is, oddly enough, that we think with our heads or in our heads. The idea of thinking as a process in the head, in a completely enclosed space, gives him something occult." And that refers to footnote one. Now comes a section called "What is Eye Strain?" Eye strain has been defined by Duke Elder, 1949, as the symptoms experienced in the conscious striving of the visual apparatus to clarify vision by ineffectual adjustments. Footnote 2. I prefer to alter this slightly, as I do not think the visual or any apparatus can consciously strive to do anything. As will become clearer in the course of this paper, only persons can strive and make efforts. Only persons can strive and make efforts. Therefore, I prefer to define eye strain simply as the symptoms experienced by a person who strives to see. The main point being that the essence of eye strain lies in the sense of effort or striving to see. So that was a section called "What is Eye Strain?" And now we're at the top of page 346, a new section called "The Symptoms of Eye Strain." Now, what symptoms are produced when a person strives to see? Headache is the commonest. It is usually a dull ache situated superficially in the forehead. Other common situations are in the eyes themselves or behind them. Less often, the ache is in the neck, in the temporal, vertical, or occipital regions. Occasionally, it is general and extends down the neck or into the arms. The ache may be unilateral, but more often it is bilateral. So that was the first paragraph of this section called "The Symptoms of Eye Strain." Paragraph 2. The quality of the pain varies. It is usually an ache, but is of a much more complex nature sometimes. The ache is sometimes of a much more complex nature. It is usually an ache, but sometimes it is of a much more complex nature. Thus it may be described as sharp, as if there was a spike in my eye, unquote. As a feeling of pressure, quote, as if something is sitting on my head, end of quote. As a constriction, quote, as if my head is in a clamp, end of quote, and so on. Besides pain, there may be ocular symptoms in eye strain. These include irritation or itching of the eyes and lids. Hyperopia of the conjunctivita and lid margins, which may feel dry, quote, as if they need oiling, or hot, quote, as if they need water to cool them, end of quote. The lids may seem stiff, and the patient may feel he has to blink a lot to get them working properly. Sometimes he has the curious feeling that his eyes are, quote, out on stalks, end of quote, although there is no proptosis. The visual symptoms of eye strain include difficulty in changing the focus from far to near and vice versa, temporary blurring of vision, and sometimes a sense of visual confusion. Photophobia is quite common, and sometimes spots are seen in front of the eyes. The visual symptoms of mild depersonalization are not uncommon. The visual symptoms of mild depersonalization are not uncommon. Thus, a patient, while straining to see, may feel, quote, as if I were looking through a narrow tube, end of quote. So that's an example of depersonalization, mild depersonalization. He may feel the visual world looks, quote, unreal, and that he is a detached spectator of everything that goes on. Many general symptoms have been associated with eye strain. Depression and nervous irritability are common. Migraine, epilepsy, Meniere's disease, excessive masturbation, and many other conditions have been linked with it, but I do not want to pursue this particular hair any further at present. So that was the section called The Symptoms of Eye Strain, in the middle of page 346. At the bottom of the page, a new section, Precipitating Factors of Eye Strain, and I will read that on a next track.